Sunday Meditation, March 17th, 1996. Then we'll be taking potluck.
We are those of Guo. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We come to you as you call us. We are most privileged to be called, and we thank you very much for this service that you give us in allowing us to serve you. As always, we ask that you use your discrimination, for we are error-prone, as are you. And yet, though we are prone to error, and though each of you is prone to error, though our experience is illusion, and our thoughts are those thoughts which are about the illusion, there is that which binds us together. There is that which makes us one. And that is the nature of each of us, of each of you. Many things seem apparent. And prima facie, entities generally take that which they can see and construct the structure about which you were speaking earlier, that house of life which is created by the everyday and ordinary things that in toto add up to an incarnation. It is interesting that those who seek to the point of knowing clearly and lucidly that all is an illusion still continue to process the catalyst and to be affected. It is interesting and it is valuable that the desire to understand, the desire to figure it out, creates the continuing sense of insecurity and causes us each to dig deeper, to look further. Even though we know that all is illusion, yet do we truly know? Especially, do we know what our illusion is? And do you know what your illusion is? We seek to move beyond self. Yet we have not moved beyond self. And this is your situation. The thought of moving into higher densities is that there will be a surcease of gaining catalyst, being affected and changing. Yet this is not so. But the alterations and changes that each of us hopes for and desires with the greatest of purity. Is that which is between the lines, in the margins of life. We seek, we yearn, and we desire to move beyond self. And yet, that to which we move is self, that great self that is the Creator. Indeed, moving up the ladder of evolution can, from one standpoint, seem like a process of things falling away that we thought we knew, rather than our learning more things to hold on to. For each and everything that you can hold on to will fail you. The only thing that does not fail is love itself. Love remains, passes each test, and waits for the weary to finish the current round of tests and questions, wonderings and murmurings, waits patiently, waits with all the love, literally, in the world. Our self awaits us between each word, between each breath, between each bone within your bodies, between each synapse in your nerves and brains. Love awaits. Are you in the desert? Love will find you there and will hover about you with living water, waiting for you to open the door to the present moment. Are you in the garden, in the oasis of life, where blessings abound? Then love is everywhere. Then it is easy to forget that the feelings, the emotions that run high, are not those deep emotions that are the tide of the heart. For when times are good, it is easy to be lazy and to move away from that holy of holies within. For all is so beautiful and so lovely and so pleasant. It is easy to be content with playing in the garden. Yet the love that awaits is not that full sunshine of noon, is not that fountain of water that satisfies physical thirst, is not even those emotional structures, if you will, that accompany that blessed state of contentment. Love gives life And yet also, it is a call for more remembrance. Love calls to itself from within the good times and bad, as experienced by you. It remains the same in bad times and good. It can be perceived only fitfully by the incarnate spirit. And yet, those moments of inner awareness, of holiness, of that presence of self in its wholeness, are enough, and more than enough, to exalt and strengthen and inspire. We encourage each to move into remembrance as often as it can be thought. The remembrance shall be of love. That love, in its power and strength, in its grace and beauty, has created the harmony of all the illusions that there are. An infinite and infinitely complex system of fields of energy, an illusion created by a self that wishes to know itself. It loves each field of energy that it has born within its mind. It nurtures moment by moment that infinite and eternal consciousness that is itself within each of you. We call you to a deeper awareness, the awareness that is in the grounds of being beneath the surface of good times and bad. We call you to remembrance of love. Ask yourself to remember, to give thanks and praise. We ask this knowing that it is nearly impossible in the midst of the illusion to have a constant and faithful memory. Yet, if a desire is honed and sharpened day by day, that faculty will create a rhythm of evolution that is accelerated. For that within you which is deep enough to remember moment by moment is that self towards which you yearn, that slightly more aware and then slightly more aware self that is opening its consciousness up to the infinite depths of the love of the one infinite Creator. When this love is realized in memory within, it is as always when one is in love, the outer illusion becomes extraordinary, and each and every trick of the weather and happenstance of the day can be seen to shine with excellence and beauty. We know that you seek to deepen the self and the awareness of self. Let that energy have its ground in remembrance of the one infinite Creator, that original thought which is and which all else is becoming. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim, in order that he may speak to the ending of this session of working. We are those of Guo. We leave this instrument in love and in light.
I will call and greet each again in love and in light. We are at this time honored to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. At this time, we would ask if there is a query with which we may deal.
I have a question. Kuo, I've been thinking lately that I'm just massaging my ego by continuing with these channeled messages. I know that each time you come, you say what a privilege it is, and you're so glad that we're helping you with this. I wonder if you could give me some things to think about, or just some comments, as I try to see my way towards seeing myself as still being of the same use that I was, that I had been before. It just seems like at some point, have we not covered everything somehow?
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my sister. Over the years of your time, during which this group's efforts have been offered in the form of service to others in the channeling, there has indeed been a great array of topics covered. For there are many, many ways by which love may be approached. And it is our great privilege to assist any who wishes to know more of this power of love and the one great original thought that produced love in all its infinite forms. Though the sharing of this information in many forms, so that the mind may consider and the heart embrace more fully the concept of love, is a great service to offer. It is not the heart. For the heart of this blending of our vibrations with yours at each working is the seeking of love and the sharing of love, the birthing of love that did not exist before the blending occurred. Each time that we are able to utilize instruments such as these present, we are able to give and receive not only information and inspiration, but the essence of love, the seeking to know, the seeking to share, the seeking. This is that which is most fundamental to our times together. This is much like the carrier wave of the radio stations that infuse messages upon this primary wave of energy. Thus, at each working, we with you are able to create yet another form, if you will, which love may take in the attempt of entities to apprehend it. It is a joy and a pleasure to see what interesting and intricate forms we and you create. Yet it is a blessing that each is made of love through the opportunity that you offer to us and we offer to you. Thus, the treasure is the time together. We thank you for each such opportunity and bless you as you sit and ponder the possibilities of your a purpose and your gifts. Is there a further query, my sister?
Would you, from your standpoint, rank silent meditation and channeled meditation equally as ways of sharing the presence of being together?
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my sister. And it is a difficult distinction to make as to whether there is more or better love created through one form of meditation or the other. For each is potentially full of that quality we call love. Some entities are more biased, shall we say, or able to appreciate the silent meditation, for it speaks not to the mind, but more directly to the heart and the foundation of one's being. Whereas with other entities, it is necessary to go through the doorway of the mind, shall we say, in order to reach the heart in a fashion which is appreciated by that entity, though the heart may be reached without the entity's appreciation in silent meditation. Thus, the choice is yours. We could suggest trying each and assessing your own appreciation. Is there another query, my sister?
To tell you the truth, I've been continuing on with the channeling because the people around me still want it. Do you feel that this is a way of thinking that is accurate as far as my motivation and something? Or should I spend some time examining this? Because I have no feeling one way or the other.
I am Kuo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. We would comment thusly. It is oftentimes that the most helpful information comes through an instrument that has little desire to be an instrument at that time, but answers a call. We answer your call. You answer the call of others. This is the way of service.
Wow.
Is there a further query?
No, that pretty well does it. Thanks a lot. I'm really hung up on that because I really do value being able to help these people. Okay.
I am Kuo, and we again thank you, my sister, and would suggest that true cause for concern could come about if you experienced that experience of the Maytag repairman with no call. Is there a further query at this time?
Not for me. You know I've always been a reluctant channel, but I do answer a call. That is why I very much want to answer.
I am Kuo. We are most grateful for your efforts at questioning, at channeling, and most especially at living the life. Is there another query at this time?
One question. When we need to go for
I am Kuo, and we echo your sentiments, my brother. It is a great privilege and eagerly awaited the joy to feel the blending of our vibrations with yours. At this time, we are aware that we have exhausted those queries which have been so carefully and full of desire offered to us in a fashion which moves to the center of our being as we feel it comes from the center of your being. We thank you for your dedication. We thank you for the care with which you enter these sessions of working and the honest effort that each makes at offering the self in service to others. We are known to you as those of Kuo and shall take our leave of this instrument and this group at this time, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai. Are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me.